We're looking again at the part of the 11th chapter of Matthew this morning. You know, there's many, many precious one of God's sheep, or many precious sheep that the Lord has yet to call. And who does Jesus call? Who does God call? Who are the chosen? Well, the chosen are those who are in need of a Savior. The chosen are those people that are sinners. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Those who don't think they need the Savior, Jesus is not going to call. Those that think that they can do something of themselves, Christ is not going to call. But Christ has called those who are weary and heavy laden with sins. You know, there's no sin that Jesus Christ cannot forgive. He forgave David, who was a murderer and an adulterer. He forgave Rahab, who was a harlot. He forgave the Samaritan woman who had had five husbands, and that the man that she was now living was not her husband. God is a Savior of sinners. And anyone that says that there's someone that has sinned, the only sin that God cannot forgive is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is a sin that is, the only one that can commit the sin of the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is the reprobate. The reprobate is going to deny God, deny His sovereignty and salvation, blaspheme His holy name. He says in the 20th, the 19th verse of that psalm, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous, a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then he began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Son save the Son. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's a tremendous passage of Scripture. Christ is preaching to all of those cities, and he said about them that they were unrepentant. They were unrepentant. He says, wisdom is justified of her children. Is what, you know, they were trying to say, they were trying to say that Jesus had a devil, and they said the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a wine gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. Well, you know, they had seen Jesus Christ. They had seen the tremendous work that he had done in miracles. They had seen everything that he had accomplished. He had told them the truth of the fact that he was the Son of God. He had shown them himself, and had said that I came down from the Father not to do mine own works, but to do the works of him that sent me. And they, those Pharisees, those scribes, those hypocrites, rejected him. They were haughty in their spirit. They were self-righteous. They thought they had all the answers. They were not going to repent. And he said that it would be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for these. But then Christ tells about two things. One, he talks about who the sheep are. He talks about who the sheep are. And he says, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Who were the wise and prudent? The ones that thought they knew everything. The self-righteous Pharisees, the hypocrites, the scribes, those who were in the high seats of the council, the high priests, those people that were laying heavy burdens upon the sheep. But he says, thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Who are the babes? Well, the babes are those who were like the publican, who beat his chest and said, Father, forgive me, for I've sinned. He's the one that went up to home to his house justified. The Pharisee did not. The Pharisee said, I thank God I'm not like this publican over here. And so, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Who grants us repentance? It's God the Father who grants us repentance. He says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. That's pretty strong. That tells who's in charge of salvation, who enlightens the eyes of the blind sinner, who gives the sinner spiritual life. It comes directly from the Father through the Son. And then he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The call to God's sheep is to those who are laboring under the heavy burden of sin. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. What is the yoke of Christ? The yoke of Christ is believing in his Son. It's perfect sacrifice. Taking on the righteousness of Christ. And we cannot believe if it isn't given to us of the Father through the Son. He says, "You shall find rest. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Not of works. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. All of these scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites were boasting that they were more righteous than others. But he says it's not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." He is calling those who are under the yoke of sin that he has chosen before the foundation of the world, that the Father has revealed those babes, that the Father seemed good in his sight to reveal the gospel message to. That is who Christ is calling here. And for those he calls, he does give rest unto their souls. For those he calls, he does make them have comfort. And for those that do repent and turn to Christ through the faith given to them by God Himself, they find rest in their souls, and they find that their burdens are gone away with. God has taken their burdens away. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so we find that this is a great passage of Scripture, that not only God talks about where salvation comes from, He also talks about who He is called. Okay, and the invitation is to those who are weary and heavy laden in sin. And it says He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. We should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. And so there's a great rest for us to know that we have come unto Christ, that we were laboring under the heavy laden of sin, and He gave us rest, and that we took His yoke upon us, His righteousness upon us, and we learned of Christ. We found that He is meek and lowly in heart, and we found that He did provide rest unto our souls. And it's a great comfort to know that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Should make us very grateful. We, none of us, deserved this grace. None of us deserved the calling. None of us deserved the fact that the Father gave us to the Son. And we should be very grateful for what He's done for us, and magnify and exalt His name. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. We're thankful that all of salvation comes from You. Salvation is of the Lord. We pray that You would help us to magnify and exalt Your name and praise You ever forever for providing salvation and completing the work that You came to do. And the fact that You're the author and finisher of our faith, and that You have provided for us a yoke of salvation and you have taken away the burden of sin, and you've granted unto us rest for our souls. We ask this, and that you would continue to go with us and help us to live in a way that would honor and please you, recognizing this great gift that you've given to all of your little sheep. We ask this in your name. Amen.